Pete Donaldson for Absolute Radio backstage at the Isle of Wight Festival 2016. I'm joined by Captain Sensible.
Hello, Pete.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
We've just been talking Crystal Palace, haven't we?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Don't
Thought
stop.
Thought you had a few months off.
We've got a razor blade.
Have you, obviously, you grew up in Ballon, wasn't it?
I was born in Ballon, but we moved to Croydon when I was six, okay. And I've been a Palace fan ever since.
But you, presumably, people from down south seem to have come to the Isle of Wight Festival growing up on holiday. People seem to spend a lot of time here. I'd never visited before I went to the festival. It's a lovely place. Had you visited when you were younger?
No, I didn't. But I have played here before. Mm. An Isle of Wight Festival between, you know, the glory days of the late 60s, early 70s, yeah. And until now, they built it right back up again. Mm. And when it was in the kind of doldrums, I did gatecrash the festival, and I thought, because I'm, if the truth is known, an old hippie, I thought it might be a really good idea to revive the let's all get naked thing, you know, and from the stage, you know, and nobody joined me.
Okay.
So
Feel incredibly alone on that moment?
Yeah, no, I've never had a problem with embarrassment. that's where I got my stupid name from. But I won't be doing that tonight anyway.
No, okay. Can you make a promise? Have a few more drinks, come on. I'll join you. I'll get involved. So you have played at Isle of Wight before. What does this festival mean to you?
Well, I mean, the Isle of Wight in general, because we arrived yesterday, I'm just astonished by how, like, kind of retro it is. The whole vibe of the place is like sort of still stuck in the 50s to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And the last time I came here, I was like, you know, outraged by it. But now I'm old enough to be, I'm totally ready for it, you know. cream tea yesterday, cream tea this morning. I'll probably have one after the gig.
You're so creamy right now.
Yeah, baby.
Well, weirdly enough, I spent a good hour looking at your video logs, your vlogs on YouTube.
Oh, some are better than others.
I'm a big fan of Japan, so I was watching you walking around Shibuya and stuff like that. But you're also a big train fan as well. And there's a couple like Guardian documentaries of you talking about trains and stuff like that. Have you seen the rolling stock, the 8-year-old London Underground rolling stock that goes around the island?
Yeah, I've been trundling up and down it.
Isn't it incredible?
All morning, actually. It's an old Northern Line stock from 1938.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a train spotter about this.
No, but I was genuinely fascinated. Because when we came out, it was the first time I'd actually seen the trains moving. I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
Where did you get the parts for that in 2016?
I know. And what happened to all the other stock as well? You know, where is it? Probably scrapped.
I've seen a lot of them in Shoreditch. They've been turned into bars, I've noticed. A lot of that old rolling stock. Goodness me. You got the buzzers playing. You got Adam Ant. Are you guys going to have like a punk rock cream tea later on? Are you going to hang out?
Probably, yeah. Well, you meet these your contemporaries quite often at these sort of bashes,
right.
And it used to be like you can imagine what the conversation used to be back in the day about, you know, birds and booze mainly, I suppose.
Now it's bad packs and mortgages.
Well, no. Nowadays it's worse than that. We're comparing notes on like recent hospital trips, and
oh,
you know, and how's your hip holding out?
Well, we'll be seeing it later when you get your kit off, no doubt.
Yeah.
are you gonna stick around and see a couple of the bands? Obviously.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I've never actually in my life seen The Who.
Really? Oh, wow.
Which I'm totally thrilled about, because we've nicked several of those songs over the years. They were huge. I mean, a huge influence on the punk generation in general. You know, them and, you know, glam rock maybe, and it was, you know, the MC5 and a few others, but there wasn't, I mean, they were just so incendiary, the Who, and they could, and Pete Townsend as a guitar player, I'm the guitarist of the Damned, and he would you know, with hardly any, well, he didn't use effects pedals. Mm. I mean, he could go from kind of a blitzkrieg to a kind of really gentle jangle, you know, just by, the volume control tweaks. He's the reason I play a Gibson SG anyway.
Mm.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. So are you staying for the whole weekend, or are you having to jet off somewhere?
No, they're dragging us off. We've got to do something in Abbey Road tomorrow.
Okay.
But that's another, you know.
Oh, how annoying, visiting Abbey Road.
Thing to tick off, isn't it? You know, I don't know. I mean, we played the Albert Hall 3 or 4 weeks ago, so it's like, I mean, what's going on? You know?
It's like a weird kind of one-man kind of reality TV show. They're just giving you new, weird experiences that you've never had before.
Yeah.
Have you played in Abbey Road before?
No. Oh. Just you know, we'd probably have to do that thing on the zebra crossing outside.
Oh, massively, yeah. Annoy the people trying to get across the road. The amount of tourists who do that every day. Goodness me. So, finally, for now, obviously, England will kick off in a little while. Are you a big fan of Roy Hodgson and the England team?
Well, Roy comes from Croydon.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've good luck to him and them and all that stuff.
Do you think England are going to get further than Wales?
They've got as much. Well, it's in a tournament like that, anyone could, you know, once you get to the knockout stage, anyone could win it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I just hope it's not ruined by some, you know, diving exploits by one of, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're bad at it. We're as bad at it sometimes, to be fair. We're not blameless.
Yeah, it's just rubbish, all that. I just hope, you know, it's all done on the level kind of thing, and you know, yeah, it should be fun, shouldn't it?
I think so.
How do we do at the cricket today?
I've been stuck backstage. I've been on an iPad watching the Wales match. So Wales are 1-0 up. That's all I know about the spotting exploits of England and indeed Wales. Well, fella, thank you for joining us, and have a great weekend. Enjoy your cream teas.
Yeah, you can't beat it. You know, I used to sneer at stuff like that. Yeah. When the band started 40 years ago.
Turns out they're quite pleasant.
Yeah,
Captain Sensible. Thank you, man. Cheers.